Blog Talk Radio.
How many of you want the Holy Spirit to fill this place? Come on, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
If you have your Bibles, the King James, of course, is our weapon of choice. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the Word of God at this time. Go on to the book of Matthew in the New Testament, and we want to read Matthew 23. We're going to bounce around just a little bit this morning, a couple of passages. Matthew chapter 23, verses 23, 13 to 17, and then we want to jump backwards to Micah 6 and 8, and then back forward to John 14 and 12, and then Luke 19, 13, and then finally James 1, 27. Praise God. Religion versus relationship. Matthew 23, verse 13 says, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." This is in red, so it is our Lord speaking. He says, "For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men." That is, you shut it up unto men. "For you neither go in yourselves, neither do you suffer them that are entering to go in. Neither do you suffer them that are entering to go in. 14 says, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense," he says, "you make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation." 15, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass," that is, he says, you go around land and sea in order to make one proselyte. And when he is made, that is, that individual has been converted, he says, you make him, that individual, twofold or twice more the child of hell than yourselves. You make them twice the child of hell, more than yourselves. 16, "Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor." He is a debtor, the one who swears by the gold, not the temple. He goes on in 17 to say, "You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold?" Micah 6 and 8 says, "He has showed thee," or rather told thee, "O man, what is good." He has showed thee or told thee, O man, which is good. And what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God? He has told thee, O man, what is good and what the Lord, what God does require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. John 14 and 12, back foot to New Testament, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." "Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall that person do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Luke 19:13 says, "And he called his 10 servants, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy until I come." Occupy until I come. That is, work faithfully until I come. Work faithfully until I come. He called unto him his 10 servants. He calls his servants unto them and says, he delivered unto them his stuff. We are co-laborers together with God. We are ambassadors of Christ Jesus, that is, of his stuff, not of our own. And so we're called to take God's things, and he delivers them unto us, and he says, work faithfully, occupy, work faithfully until I come. James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, pure religion, the pure essence of religion, and that which is undefiled before God, James says, and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. To keep oneself unspotted from the world. So we have a great lesson before us on today. We have a great message before us on today, my sisters and brothers. Just simply having a conversation, religion versus relationship. Religion versus relationship. It is important for us. Brothers, this morning, as we look at this very important and compelling subject, one that is crucial that we address. It is one that is crucial to us that we address. On the one hand, we have here religion, which has to do with essentially what looks right, what sounds right, and what seems right. If we look at the essence of religion, most of the time, people that are religious, they say, well, that don't seem right, brother. That don't look right. That don't sound right. They are religious. They are surface folk, praise God. What looks right, what seems right, what sounds right, religion. But on the other hand, we have a true relationship, which does not necessarily come from what looks right, what sounds right, and what seems right, but rather what is right. Not just what looks right or what sounds right or what seems right, but what is right. And this morning I asked you the question, whose report are you going to believe? Praise God. Whose report are you going to believe? In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, the Lord, he makes a very compelling statement. Rather, it's even a question that he asks. And why, he says, do you call me Lord, Lord, when you do not the things which I say unto you? Why do you persist in continuing to call me Lord, Lord, when you do not do the things that I command you to do? Praise God. Lordship in and of itself, praise God, it denotes, praise God, that that person who is Lord is one that has complete control over the life of that subject who is subject unto his Lord. Our lordship means he has complete control, praise God. And so whatever the Lord dictates, whatever the Lord says, whatever the Lord prescribes, that I will do because he has lordship over my life, praise God. I am subject to the commands, to the thoughts, to the wishes of he who is Lord. So the Lord says, quite frankly, why do you persist in continuing to call me Lord, Lord, and you do not the things that I say? He wasn't just speaking to folk in general. He was talking to those who are connected to them, those who say that we are his children, his subjects. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture, those who say we are saints of the Most High, those who have been saved by grace. The grace that came from him and through him. Glory to God. And he said, why do you continue to do that when you don't do the things that I say? First, Timothy 1:5 says, now the end of the commandment of the commandment is charity, which is love out of a pure heart. The end of the commandment is charity, which is love out of a pure heart. And of a good conscience and of faith unseen. Faith that is not diluted. The end of the commandment. And the Bible says, perfect love casts out all fear, and love covers indeed a multitude of sins. Glory to God. Paul writes against any philosophy of life based only on human ideas and human experiences. Paul himself was a gifted philosopher, so he is not condemning philosophy. He is condemning, praise God, he's condemning teaching that credits humanity and not Christ. With being the answer to life's problems, God is the answer to life's problem, and religious folk, that oftentimes they're just looking at surface things and they're operating on traditions, glory to God, and not by simply the word of God. The Apostle Paul, once again, he reminds us. He says, you have a zeal. You truly have a zeal of God, but your zeal is not met with knowledge. He says, you truly have a zeal of God, but your zeal is not according to knowledge. We have to understand what true relationship is. It is what God has said and what God requires of us. And he tells us, quite frankly, what that is. Micah is here reminding us. He said, he's already told you, man, what is good and what the Lord requires, but to do justly, that is, to do right and to love mercy. Be compassionate, because our Lord was compassionate with us. And we ought to take the same love that God loved us with and spread that love abroad unto others. He says, and this is how others are going to know that you are my disciples, by the love that you exemplify, not the love that you say, but the love that you show. Execute one towards another. That's how the world is going to identify you and know who you are. And he says, not only to do justly or right, to love mercy, to be compassionate, but he says also to walk humbly with your God. We have to walk humbly. That is, we have to have the ability to submit ourselves unto the will of God, to his precepts, his commandments, and unto his will. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I know I'm right about that because God requires of us obedience and not sacrifice. God requires obedience and not sacrifice. Praise God. And so it is important for us to know what it is that God requires. And true relationship, we read what God requires and what God wants and what God desires of us. And those who have committed themselves unto him will walk humbly with their God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. There are many, many man-made approaches to life's problems that totally disregard God. I'll say that again. There are many, many man-made practices to life's problems that totally disregard God. To resist heresy, you must use your mind. Keep your eyes on Christ and study the Word of God. To resist heresy, that is, religious practices and mindsets, you must use your mind and keep your eyes on Christ. And then study the Word of God. Know what it is that God wants you to do. Be astute in the Word of God. Be a student of God's Word. And his Word, indeed, is his will. And his will is his Word. Hallelujah. So it's important that we understand that. Praise God. He goes on in here in Matthew, in that starting passage, he says, you go on, you hypocrites. He's talking to the Pharisees and to the scribes, and he says, you hypocrites. He says, for you do all of these different things, praise God, on false pretense. And he says, you devour widows' houses, and you shut up heaven against those. You don't go in, and he says, and you prevent those who would go in. And then he goes on to say, woe unto you, scribes. In that 15th verse of Matthew 23, he says, you hypocrites, for you compare sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twice the child of hell than yourselves. And so we have to be understanding of the fact that God is not pleased with those who operate according to religious practices, but those who operate indeed according to the tenets of his word. We're reading what God wants, and we're doing the things that are pleasing unto God. Oops, there it is. That's where it is. God wants us to be doers and not forgetful hearers only of his word. Religious folk just know what is right, but kingdom-minded folks with relationship, they are the ones that not only know, but they do, they put into practice those things that are right, praise God. And so it is important to us that we continue to do those things that are pleasing unto God. Those things that are pleasing unto Him. We're reminded, praise God, because He's talking about these leaders who continue, praise God, to go before people, and they're doing one thing, and then they're saying another thing. And He says, you have to be able to mark those so that you know what it is that God requires of you, and that you will not, praise God, get in a place to where you begin to do things that are out of line, out of sync with God's will. Praise God. So we have to know the word of God. And He reminds us in 2 Timothy 2:15, study. He says to show yourselves approved unto God, workmen, because you're not ashamed, because you're rightly dividing or discerning the word of truth. You're rightly dividing or discerning the word of truth. We ought to know what God says, and personally, because you are studying God's word, you're searching the scriptures so that you're in a position that if anybody comes to you, he says, you study the scriptures so that you may be able to give an answer to every man that asks you concerning your faith, so that you're not having always to say, I'll get back to you, because you know the word of God, you're searching the scriptures, and you know what God's position is on matters, praise God, that may come up in your life. And Paul said, you got to be able to search the scriptures so that you will study and know that you'll be able, you'll be in a position to give an answer to every man that asks you concerning your faith. And we ought to know, he says, that it is important that we be not, James says 3:1, he says, be not many masters. Be careful as we're leading folk, as we're teaching them, that we are truly called of God. James says, be not many masters, knowing that you shall receive the greater damnation. That is, that we have to be careful how, as we lead folk, and as we continue to be guides before folk, because God is placing a level of responsibility on us as teachers and leaders in the kingdom, so that we have to walk it out. Not only say what is right, but do what is right. Praise God. To God be the glory. We're out of time. We're going to have to stop there on today. But we give God all the glory. We give Him the honor, and we give Him the praise. Thank you for listening on today. We bless God, and we give Him complete glory in the name of Jesus our Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio. We are now down to our commercial break. I'm Gwenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
Pastor Phil, And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Fields, and I'm joined in the studio with our special guest, Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching he's doing called Religion versus Relationship. Pastor Fields, we had a comment from Minister Jackie, and she says, she wanted to encourage you today for presenting the Word of God in truth and excellence, is what she said, and also to have you pray for the body of Christ because she's concerned as a new minister why there are so many that are supposed to be grounded and seasoned in the Word that have, in her words, she say, gone off of the beaten path. She said they're not on the path they're supposed to be on, and she's praying for spiritual direction in this season because she says she's not seeing it totally in the body, but she's grateful that she tuned in today and thank God for a true man of God that presents the Word of God in a spirit of excellence. And that's Minister Jackie.
Praise God. And to Minister Jackie, we thank God for you for listening, for tuning in, and all of those that are tuned in today. And we're so grateful to God. Thank you for those kind words. And we must continue to pray one for another. Certainly, indeed, we join with the same passion for the body of Christ in this season because there are also many that seemingly have gotten off the beaten path, Minister Jackie, and certainly we're in need, praise God, of a touch. We're in need of a revival in the kingdom that God may give us an anointing that will cause us to turn away and turn back unto him, certainly in this season, praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise, God. We thank you today for Minister Jackie, Lord God, who has so graciously, God, tuned in today. And we thank you, Father, for the encouragement, Father, that she has given unto us today. And we join with her today, God, because we all are concerned about our brothers, God, which you told us, Father, that we should be concerned about one another. And so today, God, we're praying that your hand of grace, your hand of mercy, God, that your loving hand, Father, would just touch us in the kingdom right now. Father, there's so many, Lord God, that they've taken the wrong path, Lord God, and they've taken wrong information, God, and erroneous path, Lord God, that has caused them to be able to go in their own direction. But we're praying that you would bring us back, Father, each of us, God. We're all, Father, at any given time, Father, we're just one situation away, Father, of being turned away. And so you told us to be careful, Lord God, that we keep our eyes on the prize, which is Christ in us, that hope of glory. Today we're praying for our sisters and our brothers, those positioned around the country and those positioned around the world, God, that you may do your spirit, oh yes, spirit of the living God, that you may fall fresh, oh God. Cause us, Father, to be able to turn back to you. Cause us, God, to get excited again. Cause us, Father, to be able to run towards you, Father, with that burning desire and question asking, God, what must I do that I may be saved, God, that men may see our good works, Father, that we will let our light so shine before them that they may see our good works, but give you the glory, the one which is in heaven. We thank you today, God, not only for what you are doing, but what you are about to do, God, and what you have continually done for us in times past. It's in the name of Jesus we pray that your hand, God, will cause us to run towards your Father with fervency in this season. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. And thank God.
Let us know how you're enjoying the Real Talk segment. And you can check Pastor Fields out on his website. And once again, I'm going to give them to you, www.godsanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org, as well as tune into upcoming show segments, present to the man of God, show segments you would like him to teach on, things that may be concerning you or information you want to get some clarity on regarding the Word of God, and you can email him at gam@godsanointedministries.com, as well as Pastor Rufus at ghkc1.org. and give him some feedback and encourage his words. Also, in this time and season, you can avail yourself to assisting the man of God, fulfilling the mandate and the purpose and assignment of God upon his life in this time and season through your monetary donations and sponsor him through radio and television segments. And you can do that via his website, www.godsanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment. This is Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And once again, join us, partner with us, sponsor us, and assist us in reaching the people of God internationally. Yes, this is an international ministry, international church, and we have an international ministry in the Middle East. So, and in Africa. So please assist us, avail us in this time of this season with your monetary gifts, and your prayers are also needed. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio, bidding you God's speed, God's blessings, and God's favor upon your life.
Here in the great unseen, here when the answer's out of reach. Here I will break my heart, here I will brave the dark, here find you singing.